This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats are set to launch a major new phase of their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career Department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A complaint unsealed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco alleges the Saudi government recruited employees at Twitter to look up private data on thousands of Twitter accounts. Reuters' Chris Dana.
The Washington Post, citing court papers, reported that one of those implicated in the scheme is an associate of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials concluded likely ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last year. According to the complaint, one of the former Twitter employees repeatedly accessed the account of a prominent critic of the Saudi royal family in early 2015 and was able to view the email address and telephone number associated with that account. He also accessed the account of a second Saudi critic to get information that, quote, could have been used to identify and locate the Twitter users. The Justice Department said that former Twitter employee is under arrest in Seattle, Washington, while the other two charged in the case are in Saudi Arabia.
Reuters' Chris Dignam. This is VOA News. Ahead of a planned meeting next week between U.S. President Donald Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Erdogan is threatening to deepen military ties with Moscow unless the United States lifts its embargo on the sale of a key fighter jet. The U.S. embargo was imposed in retaliation of Ankara procuring the S-400, which Washington claims compromises NATO weapons system, particularly the F-35 stealth technology. Turkey is set to purchase the Su-35, Russia's latest fighter bomber. The country is already provoking alarm among its Western allies with its procurement of Russia's S-400 missile defense system. Erdogan indicates a final decision on the Russian jet purchase could be in the hands of Washington. He called for Mr. Trump to unfreeze the sale of America's F-35 to Turkey. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador reiterated his position Wednesday to a suggestion from President Trump that Mexico wage war against its drug cartels after suspected gang members massacred 9 U.S. women and children in the northern part of that country. His remarks came a day after Mr. Trump offered to help Mexico wage war against the cartels and declared they must be wiped off the face of the earth. López Obrador initially rejected Mr. Trump's suggestion of war, saying previous Mexican governments have tried a military solution and it didn't work. The drug cartel members suspected of being responsible for the massacre may have mistaken the victims' SUVs for those of a rival drug gang, according to Mexican officials. The foreign ministers of Egypt, Ethiopia, and Sudan met Wednesday in Washington with President Donald Trump and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin to discuss the Grand Ethiopia Renaissance Dam on Ethiopia's Blue Nile. The meeting, spearheaded by Mnuchin, also attended by World Bank Group President David Malpass, came about after the Egyptian president requested that Mr. Trump mediate the conflict over the dam. The massive hydropower dam project has been the focus of an escalating feud between Cairo over water resources. The UN Children's Fund reports more than 855,000 children in Cameroon's northwest and southwest regions are out of school.
What began as a political crisis between Cameroon's Anglophone and Francophone communities 3 years ago has deteriorated into a full-blown humanitarian emergency, and children are the major losers in this political linguistic conflict. Separatists in northwest and southwest Cameroon have put a ban on education in the region to protest government discrimination against English speakers.
That is Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.